Welcome to Storylark Sleep Stories. Take a deep breath, snuggle in, and listen. The Sleepy Dragon's Cave. Deep, deep in a quiet mountain, there is a cave. This cave glows soft and gold. It is warm inside. It is always warm inside. The mountain holds it close, the way strong arms hold something they love. The cave has no sharp things in it, no hard cold floors, no bright white lights, just warmth and softness and a deep gold glow. And in this cave lives a dragon. His name is Thistle, old Thistle, gentle Thistle, Thistle who is over 100 years old. 100 years is a very long time. Think of all the mornings in 100 years. Think of all the days. Thistle has seen them all. He has watched the snow fall on the mountain 100 times. He has heard the spring birds come back 100 times. He has felt the summer sun warm the stone at his cave door 100 times. 100 times. That is a great deal of being awake. And tonight, like every night, Thistle is very, very tired. In the best way. The soft way. The kind of tired that means sleep is coming soon. Thistle does not collect gold. Other dragons do. Other dragons fill their caves with gold coins and gold cups and hard gold things that shine and clatter. But Thistle tried gold once, long, long ago. He lay down on it. It was cold. It was hard. Every edge poked him. He got up right away. He never went back for gold. Thistle decided long ago that soft things were better. So for 100 years, over all those slow and lovely years, Thistle has been collecting soft things. Not all at once. One soft thing at a time. A blanket here, a handful of moss there, a feather, and then another feather. Slow and steady, the way Thistle does everything. And now, his cave is full. Full of the softest things in all the mountains. Woolly blankets that shepherds traded for a warm winter. Deep green moss that grows by the warm spring at the back of the cave. Feathers, so many feathers, gathered one by one from the green valley far below. Dry sweet hay and smooth round stones. Round stones that Thistle keeps close to the embers so they stay warm, warm, warm. Now it is night. The sky outside the cave is deep blue and full of stars. The mountain is very still. No wind tonight. Just quiet. Just the deep, deep quiet of a mountain at rest. Inside the cave, the embers at the back wall glow orange and red. They have been glowing all day, low and warm. Not big flames, not bright jumping flames, just embers. Steady, slow, warm embers. The kind that make no noise, the kind that just glow. Thistle stands at the mouth of his cave and breathes the cool night air one last time. He breathes it in, slow and deep. He breathes it out, slow and soft. He listens. He hears the mountain. He hears the quiet. He hears nothing at all, and nothing at all is just the right sound. He blinks his big golden eyes once. He blinks them again, slower this time. The stars are bright and far away. They do not need him to watch them tonight. They will go on shining all by themselves all night long while Thistle sleeps. Everything will be just fine. Everything is already just fine. Thistle turns slowly and goes inside. First things first. Thistle tends the embers. This is the first thing he does every single night. First this, and then the other things, in the same order, always. The same order every night. Because the same order every night means your body knows what is coming next. And when your body knows what is coming next, it can start to rest before sleep even arrives. Thistle knows this. He has known this for 100 years. He walks to the back of his cave very slowly. Each step is slow. His big, gentle feet press soft into the moss. His tail sweeps slowly behind him, slow as a sleepy river. He reaches the embers. He looks at them. They are good embers, deep red and orange, glowing steady and warm. He bends his great head down toward them, slowly. He breathes on them once, very softly. Not a big breath, not a fire breath, just one small soft breath, like a sigh. And the embers settle. They glow a little deeper, a little warmer, a little more orange, a little less red. Good. The cave grows softer now. The light is lower. Not dark, never dark. Just soft. The embers glow their deep orange glow, and it fills the cave like a warm hug. The cave walls glow gold. The moss glows green and gold. The blankets, the hay, the feathers, the warm stones, all of it glows soft and golden in the ember light. Thistle lifts his head slowly. He looks at his cave. He looks at all the soft things. He has looked at them every single night for 100 years, and they still make him feel the same way every time. Quiet, warm, glad. He takes one more slow breath, in and out. The warm air of the cave smells of hay, it smells of wool, it smells of something sweet and old and good. Thistle has no word for that smell. He does not need one. It is the smell of his home, the smell of everything soft and safe. His eyes grow a tiny bit heavy already, just a tiny bit. Just the beginning of heavy. Not yet, not yet. There are still the warm stones to gather, but the heavy feeling is there now, and it is welcome. Now, Thistle gathers the warm stones. This is the second thing after the embers. Thistle moves to where the warm stones rest beside the embers. He has 5 warm stones tonight. He always has 5. 5 smooth, round stones, each one warmed all day long by the embers. They are not hot, not too hot, just warm. The right kind of warm. The warm of a cup of something good. The warm of a hand held in another hand. Thistle nudges the first stone with his nose, very gently. It rolls, slow and smooth, across the soft moss floor, and comes to rest right in the middle of his nest. Thistle watches it settle. Good. He nudges the second stone. It rolls, slow and smooth, and settles beside the first one. Good. He nudges the third stone. It rolls and settles, and Thistle's eyes follow it all the way. Slow, smooth, still. He nudges the fourth stone, slower now, and the fifth, slowest of all. All five warm stones tucked into the soft, deep nest. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. All there, all warm, all waiting. Thistle looks at them for a moment. 5 good, warm, round stones. Now, Thistle folds his wings. This is the third thing. Thistle's wings are very big. They are the biggest part of him. When they are open, they fill the whole cave. When they catch the summer wind, they could carry him over every mountain he can see. But they will not open tonight. Tonight, they will fold. Thistle begins with the right wing. He lifts it, just a little. Just enough to shift it into place. Then slowly, slowly, he brings it down and in, the way you fold a great big blanket. First, the wide edge comes in. Then the middle folds over. Then the whole wing lies smooth and heavy along his side, tucked close. His right wing, done. Now the left. Thistle lifts his left wing, just a little. Then slowly, slowly, he brings it down and in, folding it like the first, smooth and careful and slow. First the wide edge, then the middle, then the whole wing lying smooth and heavy along his other side, his left wing, done. Both wings folded now. Both wings heavy and still. Heavy wings feel so good after a long day. Like taking off a heavy coat. Like putting down something you have been carrying. Thistle breathes. In, out. His wings are still. Wings folded. Stones gathered. Embers glowing. Now Thistle checks his soft things. This is what he loves. He goes slowly around his nest, and he checks each soft thing, one by one, the way you might pat your pillow before you sleep. First, the blankets. Thistle presses his paw into the nearest blanket, slowly, gently. Soft, yes, soft and deep. The wool is thick and warm. Good. He moves to the moss. He presses his paw into the moss, deep and soft. The moss is cool and green and gentle. Good. He noses the feathers, light and soft. They drift a little at the touch of his breath, then settle back. Good. He nudges the hay with his chin, sweet and dry and warm. The hay smells like summer in the valley, like long, slow, golden days. Good. And last, the warm stones. Thistle rests his chin on the nearest warm stone for a moment. Just a moment. Warm, round, smooth. The best kind of warm. Good. Everything is good. Everything is just right. The blankets are soft. The moss is deep. The feathers are light. The hay is sweet. The warm stones are warm. Thistle's eyes are growing heavy now, a little heavier than before. The nest is ready. And now? Now comes the part Thistle loves most, the three slow turns. This is the last thing. After the embers and the stones and the wings and the soft things, after all of that, comes the three slow turns. Every night, three slow turns. Always three. Not one, not two. Three. Because one turn wakes the nest up. Two turns makes it yours. Three turns brings the sleep. That is what Thistle believes. He has believed it for 100 years. And he sees no reason to stop now. Thistle steps into the center of his nest. He feels the warmth come up around his feet. The moss, soft. The blankets, deep. The warm stones resting here and there like small warm suns. His wings are folded and heavy. His eyes are heavy. His whole long body is heavy in the best way. He breathes in the warm hay smell, the wool smell, the old sweet cave smell. He breathes out slowly. Now, the first turn, Thistle begins to move slowly in a circle, turning on the spot, slow and wide, his tail following after him. Sweeping the soft things gently as he goes, around and around, one full slow circle. He stops. One full slow turn. Done. The nest is warm. Thistle blinks. His eyes are heavy. He can feel the sleep coming now. Not rushing. Sleep never rushes. Sleep is slow. Sleep is patient. Sleep comes the way the night comes, little by little, until all at once it is here. Thistle breathes in, long and slow. He breathes out, long and slow. The embers glow. The warm stones glow. The cave is full of soft gold light. Now, the second turn, Thistle begins to move again. Slower this time. Slower than the first turn, because the second turn is always slower. He moves through the nest, slowly, turning, his feet pressing into the warm, soft things. His tail sweeping slow behind him. He can feel every soft thing as he goes. The wool catches gently at his scales. The feathers shift. The moss gives under his feet. Around and around, one full slow circle, slower than the first. The warmth rises up around him with every step. When he stops this time, he stands still for a long, long moment. He does not move. He just breathes. In, out. The cave is very quiet. His eyes are very heavy. Very, very heavy. Almost too heavy to stay open. But there is one more turn. The last turn. The slowest turn. The last turn. The third. This is the one Thistle loves the most, because this is the one that brings the sleep all the way in. He begins, slower than slow. Each step is long and careful. Each step presses deep into the soft nest. His feet sink into the moss, into the wool, into the warm, sweet hay. His tail moves behind him, barely moving at all, just drifting, as slow as a cloud. Around he goes, slowly. The embers glow, the warm stones glow. The cave is very still. There is no sound except Thistle's slow breathing. In and out, in and out. He passes the first warm stone. He passes the second. He passes the deep green moss, so cool and soft. He passes the thick wool blanket, so warm. He passes the pile of light feathers, so still. Around and around. His eyes are almost closed now. Almost. The circle is nearly done. The third turn is nearly done. His nose is almost back to where it started. One more step, slow. One more step, slower. The circle is done. The third turn is done. Thistle stops. He is in the very deepest, softest, warmest part of his nest. He does not move. He just breathes. In and out. In and out. The sleep is here. The sleep is all the way here. And now, Thistle lowers himself down. Slowly. So slowly. His front legs first, bending gentle into the warm, soft nest. Then his chest, settling into the deep moss and the thick wool blankets. Then his whole long body, sinking, sinking, sinking into the warmest, softest place. He curls, his long neck curves around, his tail comes in. His nose tucks under the very tip of his tail, a perfect, gentle spiral. The warmest shape. The safest shape. The five warm stones are tucked against his sides. He can feel every one of them. He can feel the wool. He can feel the moss. He can feel the sweet hay. He can feel the warmth all around him. Above and below, soft and deep and safe. He lets out one long, slow, soft breath. It is the most contented breath. The embers glow their deep orange glow. The cave is warm. The cave is quiet. The mountain holds everything still. Thistle breathes in. He breathes out. In and out, in and out. Each breath slower than the last, each breath deeper and softer. The cave glows and glows, warm and gold, and old, gentle Thistle, over 100 years old, with all his soft things around him, drifts down and down and down into the deepest, most peaceful sleep. The cave is still. The mountain is still. All is soft. All is worn.
And now it's time to rest. Close your eyes and drift off to sleep. Good night. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play for more stories.